National Broadcasting Company invite you by transcription to join the chase. There's always the hunter and the hunted, the pursuer and the pursued. It may be the voice of authority, or a race with death and destruction, the most relentless of the hunters. There are times when laughter is heard as counterpoint, and moments when sheer terror is the theme.
But always there is the chase. And sometimes, while sitting in a chair with merely a phone in your hand, the chase can reach its climax in a matter of minutes, with the course to be followed marked out by a telephone wire that stretches between life and death. NBC is proud to present one of radio's outstanding chase stories, Long Distance, written by Harry W. Junkin and starring Dan Miner as Mrs. Leon Jack, who is at this moment seated at the telephone in her home.
But, Warden, you don't understand. After all, you're the warden of the prison.
I just can't act on your say-so. You've left it too late. I'd like to help you.
Warden, try to understand. I've called the governor, but I can't get him. This letter proves that my husband didn't commit the murder. Why can't I you see? My husband would never have been found guilty if we could have produced this letter at the trial.
Of course, the telephone calls the foreign execution. I know just how you feel. I'm terribly sorry for you, but there's nothing I can do. You didn't produce this letter at the
trial. I know we didn't produce it. That's what I'm telling you. I found it tonight, quite by accident, between the lining and the covering of my overnight bag. If we could have produced it at the trial, my husband would never have been... Well, the case would have been dismissed. Can't you understand that he's innocent. You're executing an innocent man.
But, Mrs. Jacks, I tell you it's not in my power. I know how you feel. Believe me, I do. But you telephone me half an hour before an execution and start talking about some letter you found. I just can't do it, Mrs. Jacks. It's something that's out of my hands. I don't have the proper authority.
I tell you, this letter changes everything. At least you can delay the execution for 24 hours until you've investigated. You can't kill him, I tell you. It's monstrous, wicked.
Mrs. Jack, believe me, I can do nothing for him.
Well, then who can? There must be somebody.
The governor. The governor is the only man in New York State who can stay in execution.
Can I tell you, I called him. He's out of town. The lieutenant governor's out of town. Everyone's out of town. And it's only half an hour until...
Mrs. Jack, please. I'd like to help you, but
you can't do it, I tell you. You can't. He's innocent. This letter proves he's innocent.
Well, Mrs. Jack, who was the appeal judge?
McLean. Judge McLean.
Yes, well, under the circumstances, I mean, actually, we do want to be just... look here. Mm-hmm. If you can get Judge McLean to phone me here at the prison... I'll delay the execution 24 hours.
You will?
Judge McLean is the only man who can help you. I'm sorry.
All right, thanks. I'll call him. McLean. Oh, here. Judge John C. Eldorado 50599. Eldorado 50599. 0599. Please, God, send me. Answer. Oh, answer, why don't you?
Hello?
Oh, is Judge McLean there, please?
I'm sorry, he's not. He's out of town.
Out of town?
This is Mrs. McLean.
Oh, where is he?
Well, he went to San Francisco the day before yesterday. Who's speaking?
You mean he's on a train somewhere?
No, he flew out. Who is this?
Oh, Mrs. McLean, it's Mrs. Leon Jack speaking. Mrs. Leon Jack. You know who I am?
Yes, I know.
Mrs. McLean, you've got to help me. I don't know if you remember at the trial, there was a lot of talk about a letter which never turned up. We couldn't produce the letter that would prove that my husband was in Canada on Armistice Day and couldn't have committed the murder. Well, I've never given up looking for it, and tonight I found it. Quite by accident, it slipped down between the lining and the covering of my overnight bag. I knocked the bag down off the shelf, and it sprung open, and the letter fell out, and I... Are you listening?
Yes, I'm listening.
I phoned the prison for a moment. I'm so stunned. Anyway, I phoned the prison, and they told me that Judge McLean was the only man who could stop them from killing me. If I could just talk to Judge McLean. I mean, well, he'd recognize at once the importance of my finding this letter. The man at the prison doesn't understand that the whole prosecution rested on the fact that we couldn't produce the letter at the trial.
Mrs. Jackson, when is the execution?
In a little over 20 minutes. I've never given up. That's why I'm out at the prison with Leon. I've never stopped working to try to prove his innocence. I just got back from Canada tonight and was going out to be with him when they... I found it. Mrs. McLean, I've got to talk to your husband.
Mrs. Jack, phone him in San Francisco. He's at the Golden State Hotel.
Golden State Hotel?
Yes, he always stays there. I'm sure you can reach him.
All right, I'll try. Thanks.
Please let me know if there's anything else I can do.
Yes, yes, thank you.
I know it'll be all right. I just know it will.
Thank you. Goodbye. Long distance. I want to call San Francisco, the Golden State Hotel, Judge J.C. McLean.
Judge J.C. McLean.
That's right.
Is that capital M-C, capital L-E-A-N?
That's right.
Golden State Hotel, San Francisco.
Yes, operator.
And what is your number, madam?
It's Regent 499970.
Regent 499970.
Yes, operator.
And your name, madam?
Mrs. Leon Jack. J-A-C-K-S.
Thank you, madam. I will call you.
Operator, this is a very important call. How long will you be?
The circuits are busy, madam. I will call you.
But how long will it take?
It's hard to say, madam. I'll call you as...
Operator, I have to know how long this call will take. It's very urgent. It's very urgent.
The circuits are busy west of Chicago, madam. There are several calls ahead of yours. I'll put through...
Let me speak to the chief operator, please.
Yes, madam. Just a moment, please. Operator, Miss Milton.
Operator, I'm calling San Francisco on a very urgent matter, and I've got to get through as quickly as possible.
Whom do you wish to call in?
No, operator, you don't understand. I gave all that information to the other operator. She said the circuits were busy. I just wanted to tell you why it was so important that my call be put through at once.
Yes, madam.
My name is Jack. Mrs. Leon Jack. My husband is Leon Jack.
And your phone number, madam?
It's region 49970, but operator.
Region 4997.
Yes. Operator, my husband. I don't know whether you read the papers or not, but my husband is being executed tonight for murder. For a murder that he didn't commit. Do you understand that?
Yes, madam.
Well, this man in San Francisco is the only one who can stop the execution. I've uncovered, quite by accident, I've uncovered new evidence. I've got to speak to Judge McLean quickly, because the execution. Listen, 20 minutes, less than that now, and he's the only man that can make them stop. Operator, it's a matter of a man's life. Do you understand that?
I'll see that your call is put through as quickly as possible.
Ahead of the others?
I'll do the best I can, madam.
But may I hold the line?
I'll call you, madam.
All right, but hurry, operator, hurry. Please, don't. Let him be near a telephone. Don't let him be up. Please, talk. 15 minutes more, oh God, help me. Please. Please, God. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Oh God, don't let them kill me. He didn't do it, you know he didn't do it. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. May I never hurt anybody in this life. Please, God, let him save him. Oh, God. I love him so. Oh. Hello?
Your call to San Francisco, madam, for Judge J.
Yes, yes, have you got him?
There is no Mr. McLean. I mean, no Judge McLean registered at the Golden
State. Oh, but operator, he must be registered. His wife said he always stays there.
Just a moment, madam. I'll check them again. Hello, operator?
Yes, operator.
Would you check that name again, please? J.C. McLean. My party is sure that Judge McLean is registered.
They have no Judge McLean out there.
Oh.
They have a Mr. McLean. 701 from Toledo, Ohio. That's the only McLean
resident. Operator?
Yes, madam?
That must be the right McLean. His wife told me just a minute ago that he was there. He always stays at the Golden State Hotel. Please, have them check it again. Hurry, operator.
Just a moment, madam. Hello?
What are you doing, operator?
Hello, operator? This is New York on circuit 412. Is it clear? Hello?
Hello, New York.
Operator, would you connect me with the room clerk of the Golden State Hotel, please? Mm-hmm. This is an urgent call.
Right.
Oh, hurry, hurry. What on earth is it doing?
Just a minute. Hello, room clerk.
Hello, sir. This is New York calling a Judge J.C. McLean. I believe you have a Mr. McLean registered from Toledo.
What is the name again, operator?
McLean, M-C-L-E-A-N.
Yes, that's right, operator. Room 701.
This is an urgent call, sir. Are you sure that he is not Judge J.C. McLean of New York City?
Oh, no, operator. Mr. McLean is from Toledo, all right. He stays here quite frequently.
Operator!
Just a moment, sir. Yes, madam?
Operator, can you find out if they sent Judge McLean to another hotel? He should have arrived sometime yesterday.
Just a moment, madam. Hello, sir?
Yes, operator.
Sir, can you tell me if the hotel has any record of... I want to try and trace Judge McLean. If he applied for a room yesterday and you sent him to another hotel, would there be any record of that?
Well, would he have a reservation, operator?
Just a moment, sir. Did Judge McLean have a reservation, madam?
I don't know whether he had a reservation or not. I thought if the hotel was full and they sent him someplace else, they might know where, that's all.
Hello, sir?
Yes, operator.
My party does not know whether Judge McLean had a reservation or not.
No, he didn't, operator. I have the reservation list here. There's nothing for a Judge McLean.
Is there any way we can locate Judge McLean that you know of, sir? The call is urgent.
Urgent? It's a matter of life and death. What are they doing? Hello? Hello? Operator? Oh, what's the matter? Why didn't you answer me?
I'm sorry, madam. There seems to be no way of tracing your party.
Oh, operator, what can I do? I've just got to find him.
In case Judge McLean does register at the Golden State, madam, I can try in 20 minutes.
20 minutes? But I told you that... Oh, never mind. Let it go.
You wish the call canceled,
madam? Yes, yes.
Good
evening, Grand Theatre.
Oh, no. Oh, God, help me. Help me. McLean. That is El Dorado 50599. Again, I can't locate your husband. He's not at the hotel, not registered even. Is there any place else? Any other hotel where he might be?
Try my sister. It's Mrs. D.C. Elder, Cypress Drive. That's C-Y-P-R-U-S Drive, Oakland.
D.C. Elder, Cypress Drive. All right, thanks.
If he isn't there, she'll know where he is. Yeah. I can't understand why he isn't at the hotel. He ought to stay
thanks,
there.
Thanks, Mrs. McLean. I have to hurry. Goodbye. Let me speak to the chief operator, please.
Thank you, madam. Just one moment, please. Chief operator, Miss...
Operator, it's Mrs. Jax again. I have a call to San Francisco again. I want to put it through again. It's Oakland.
Yes, madam?
It's to Mrs. D.C. Elder, Cypress Drive, Oakland.
D.C. Elder, is that C-Y-P-R-E-S?
U.S., operator.
C-Y-P-R-U-S, Cypress Drive.
That's right, and hurry, operator, please.
Yes, madam, hold the line, please.
Chicago.
New York calling Oakland, operator.
Right. Circuit City, operator.
Will you ring me, operator?
Just a moment, operator. I can take it now. Oakland.
Information, please, operator.
Right. Information.
Operator, the number of Mrs. D.C. Elder, Cypress Drive, New York, calling.
Elder, just spoke, operator.
Right.
I have a D.C. Elder, 1138 Cypress Drive, Montclair Hotline. The number is Baker 3, 9136.
Right. Thank you, operator.
Operator.
Baker 3, 9136. New York calling, operator.
Baker 3, 9136.
Mrs. D.C. Elder. Right. You're still calling from Regent 9?
No.
4970.
No.
Oh, pardon me. Regent 499.
Yes, that's right, operator. Please, please, hurry. Oh, hello, operator. What is it? Operator, answer me. Oh, please.
Operator.
We're in Baker 3, 9136
for you, madam.
Oh. Oh, God, please. There's less than 10 minutes left. Why don't you answer?
Hello, operator. Baker 3, 9136.
Right, operator. Hello, madam. They do not answer. I'm sorry. Shall I try them again in 20 minutes?
No, I told you. Oh, what's you? I won't give up on Dennis. I'll tell you if I have to. I don't know what. I don't know what's going on. McLean, I'm nearly out of my mind. The sister's number doesn't answer. Mrs. McLean, is there nothing I can do?
Oh, exactly. Sorry, they're probably all out for dinner or cocktail or something. They're 3 or 4 hours behind
on time.
Oh, Mrs. McLean,
what can I do?
Well, there must be somebody else who can phone here. Surely they wouldn't go ahead with the execution if there was any reasonable doubt. Well, if there was any new evidence.
I've been all through that, Mrs. McLean. I've tried to get the governor, but... Oh, what's the use? The prison authority said that your husband was the only one... And I'm nearly out of my mind. I can't stand it.
My sister is very dear friend. They live right across the street. It's just possible they might be there. Their name is Henderson. I think it's Robert. Yes, that's right. Robert Henderson.
Henderson?
Yes, on Cypress Drive. You phone them in the meantime. I'll phone the governor's office in Albany.
Henderson?
Yes, that's right.
All right, I'll try. The chief operator, please, and hurry.
Yes, madam. Chief operator, Miss Milton?
Operator, this is Mrs. Jack again. Operator, see how quickly you can get me San Francisco again. I mean, Oakland. Robert Henderson. It's Mrs. Robert Henderson. Cypress Drive again, Oakland.
This is Robert Henderson, Cypress Drive.
Let me repeat everything. Yes, that's right. And hurry, operator, hurry.
New York calling Oakland, operator.
Hi.
Well, can't you tell him to hurry, operator? There's less than 10 minutes left. It's almost done. I told you how urgent this call is, operator. Something. Hurry it up, or something.
Call to as quickly as possible, madam.
Oakland.
Information, please, operator.
Right. Information.
New York calling, operator. The number of Mrs. Robert Henderson, Cypress Drive.
Henderson? On Cypress Drive, operator?
Mm-hmm. Yes, operator.
I have a Robert Henderson.
Oh, for goodness sake, how can you be so stupid? It's on Cypress Drive. Now, they're right across the street from my friend's sister. You must have them listed.
Hello, operator?
Yes, operator?
Operator, Crestwood Road and Cypress Drive intersect.
Yes, yes, I said ring them and hurry, operator.
What is the Crestwood Road number, operator?
That number is 863-8197.
Right.
Operator?
Baker 3, 8197, New York calling, operator.
Baker 3, 8197.
This is Robert Henderson.
Right.
Are you still calling from Regent 4997?
Of course I'm still calling from Regent 4997. Oh, for goodness sake, stop asking me stupid questions. Don't you understand that I'm trying to save a man's life? What are they answering? Oh, God, please make them answer. Only 8 minutes left before...
Hello?
Oh!
Hello, sir. New York calling. This is Robert Henderson.
Not in
it. Well, he'll do, operator. He'll do.
Very well, madam.
Hello? Mr. Henderson.
Yeah.
Mr. Henderson, I can't go into a long story. Do you know Judge McLean? I believe his wife's sister lives across the street from you. Well, it's very urgent that I contact Judge McLean at once.
Oh, yes. I know Judge McLean. Drove him to the railway station this morning.
What?
Yes, he caught the Southern Pacific, West Coast Limited, for
Portland
this morning.
Oh, Mr. Henderson, I'm in terrible trouble. I've got to locate Judge McLean.
Well, I don't see how you can. He
took
the train at 10.
Mr. Henderson, my husband is being executed tonight for murder. For a murder he didn't commit. Judge McLean is the judge. Well, I found that there was a letter. A letter we couldn't find all during the trial, and I found it tonight quite by accident. And he told me at the prison that Judge McLean was the only man who could get them to put off the execution. If I don't get Judge McLean, they're going to kill Leon. And I'm almost bigger. I can't talk like you. Do you understand? Do you?
Yes, I understand. Wait a minute.
What do I do? Oh, God, help me. You love me so. Don't die. Please.
Mrs. What's your name?
Jack. This is Leon.
This is Mrs. Jack. You might get him at Dunkirk. It's a town along the line. He phoned some friend to meet him there at the station. The train stopped for 15 minutes. It's 5 to 7 now. Train was down there at 6:50. It'll be there now. Why, Dunkirk is a small station. The train will be there now. It's worth a chance.
Dunmuir?
D-U-N-S-M-U-I-R. The West Coast Limited, the train. And it's down near California. Quiet, it's a chance.
And...
Finished,
is that the Olsen operator?
Yes, ma'am.
Operator, you may not be able to do this. A man's life is just... Operator, can you get me the railway station at Dunmuir, California? The railway depot.
I can connect you with the Dunmuir operator, madam. Just a moment.
Just
hold it. Olsen calling, operator. I have an urgent call here from New York City. Can you connect me with the railway
station? Yes, operator. The number is 395. Can you connect me, operator?
Yes, operator. Just a minute. Will you just talk to
anyone
there?
Yes, anyone. Anyone else. Oh, God. If you've ever helped anyone, help me now. And I've been about 3 minutes left. Oh, God.
Hello, sir. New York calling. Go ahead.
Hello?
Hello.
Is there a train in there now, the West Coast Limited? Listen, whoever you are, listen. This is a terribly urgent call. I've got to locate a man with them. Did the West Coast Limited just come in there to Portland?
The West Coast Limited is here now, then. Come in. You can get it.
No, listen. There's a Judge McLean. Have you got that, McLean?
Judge McLean?
Yes, he's on the... he's in the station somewhere. With meeting a friend of his who lived in Dunmore. Listen, if you can get Judge McLean to the phone, I'll give you $1,000.
What was that, lady? What's that about?
Judge McLean. Have you got that?
Judge McLean.
Judge McLean. Say that a letter... Tell him his wife's been killed, but get him.
Okay, lady, I'll try. Judge McLean.
Urgent call for Judge McLean. Okay. Judge McLean. Oh, dear. Oh, Leon. Leon, it's too late. I'm sorry, Joe. It's too late to kill you. Just... Oh, God, make them wait just a little longer, please, God. Make them wait. Don't let them do it. Just 5 minutes more, God. Mr. Clarksville got anything to say to
them. Hello?
Oh.
Hello?
Hello? Judge McLean?
Yes, this is Judge McLean. Oh. Where's my wife?
Judge McLean, there's nothing wrong with your wife. This is Mrs. Leon Jack. Judge, I found the letter. You know the letter? The one we couldn't find at the trial at Rose Leon and Hillian were on to you, all that, Judge, you know?
Listen,
Judge, they're executing Leon tonight, right now. It may even be too late. You know what this letter means? The whole prosecution rested on the fact that we couldn't produce it. Well, I found it. Tonight. quite by accident, do you understand? To prove Leon is innocent. Do you understand?
Yes. Yes, of course I understand.
Yes.
What time is it?
Now. 11 o'clock. I'll tell you right now to tell you.
Get off the phone. I'll call the president at once. Get off.
No. That's late. The devil has not killed him. I should have found it before. Oh, Leon. Leon. I should have found it before. Oh, Leon. No. No, you don't need to tell me. I know. You killed him. You killed the only man. Stop it. Oh. Hello.
Hunter and the hunted, hound and fox, hawk and sparrow, cat and mouse. We in the topmost species have also joined the hunt. But who is to judge precisely which of us are hounds or foxes as we enter the chase? Chase was created for the National Broadcasting Company by Lawrence Klee. Tonight's script was written by Harry W. Junkin and starred Dan Miner as Mrs. Leon Jack. Also in tonight's cast were Connie Lemke, John McGovern, Abby Lewis, Pat Hosley, Bill Lipton, Martha Barron, Sylvia Davis, Sylvia Lee, Mildred Clinton, Cliff Owen, Rosemary Murphy, and Eugene Leonard. The Chase was directed and transcribed by Edward King. Fred Collins speaking. Next, a predatory woman pursues fame and fortune with no holds barred and no quarter given. In the Chase.
In this national election year, one obligation of citizenship heads all the rest. The obligation of every qualified voter to go to the polls and vote. The ballot which you will receive this year is a symbol of your personal dignity.